for WUSF 89.7 News. I'm Robin Sessingham, in for Carson Cooper. The city of Treasure Island has stopped raking its once pristine beaches. There are also new rules about who can drive on the beach there. The city manager says he's just following a judge's order. But as WUSF's Mark Hayes reports, hotel owners and vendors think the city has gone too far.
Vegetation is growing near the water on Treasure Island's municipal beach, and seaweed is accumulating. That is because a few months ago, the city ended its decades-long practice of raking the beach. The city was successfully sued by three hotel owners over parking cars on the beach after a four-day festival during the height of the 2014 spring tourist season. City manager Reed Silverboard says he's just following the court decision and blames attorneys for the hoteliers.
The irony of this thing is that their attorney wrote the injunction. So now to go back and tell the judge, hey, you made a mistake, you need to modify your injunction so that they can rake the beach because they weren't really hurting the vegetation that we claimed they were hurting by driving on the beach, I think would create certain issues of credibility for them.
Arthur Cezanne is the general manager of the Page Terrace Hotel and a spokesperson for the other hotel owners in the lawsuit. He says raking the beach is cleanup and is protected under the order.
We actually consider beach raking to be necessary for cleanup and public safety.
Cezanne suggests other reasons may be behind the city's ending of beach raking.
I think the main reason why they can't rake the beach is because their tractor is broken since February. But instead of repairing it and continuing to rake, they decide that it's better not to rake and blame it on us. They blame the motion as the reason why they're not raking the beach, but yet the beach raking continued until the tractor broke down.
Silverboard acknowledges the tractor is broken, but says that's not why they're not raking the beaches.
We do have an issue with our tractor. However, we can easily go out and rent a tractor if we were allowed to do that.
While renting a tractor might be possible, it isn't in the city's plans. At a February City Council meeting, Silverboard's request for money to either fix the tractor or rent another one was denied. The city is appealing the judge's ruling, and the council is waiting on the results before deciding what to do next. The curtailing of beach raking is not the only casualty of the city's interpretation of the judge's order. Researchers from the Clearwater Marine Aquarium are no longer allowed to use a vehicle to monitor turtle nests. The ban on vehicles on the beach is also making Greg Taylor's job a lot harder. The company, started by Taylor's father, has had the beach chair and cabana concession on Treasure Island for 60 years. He now has to move and service his equipment on foot.
My challenge currently is the maintenance of my equipment and the cleanup. It's very difficult to clean this mile of beach without a vehicle. Like if a chair breaks or if something needs to be repaired, I need to take it off the beach. What was normally, say, a 10 to 15 minute job, it now becomes an hour job.
Taylor says the city could easily consider his job beach cleanup, but they are choosing not to.
I think that they've misinterpreted what the intent of the judge's order was, which was not to allow the public to park and drive on the beach during events. And I think that the city has overblown this to not only include me in the prohibition, but also raking of the beach.
It's another sunny summer day on the beach at Treasure Island. The seagrass is growing taller, and the legal fees continue to grow. The hotel owners, the beachgoers, the vendors, and the city are now waiting for a judge to keep the peace in this oversized sandbox. Mark Hayes, WUSF 89.7 News in Treasure Island.
And you can have a look at the statute yourself and learn more about this story at WUSFnews.org.